الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Reasons behind enemies targeting Islam is the political rules of Islam. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps on August 17, 2023 in the Imam Khomeini's Hosseiniyeh. Now, if you pay attention, you will find that an important part of the enemy's activities is distorting the image of the IRGC and distorting the image of Basij. Why? Because the IRGC and the Basij are appealing. Their appealing nature worries and frightens the enemy. So the enemy feels they need to distort their image with fake news, false rumors, and using all kinds of tricks and deceptions. They don't want people to take the IRGC and Basij as their role models. They don't want people to learn from them or to join them. So this is one topic, which is about IRGC's performance. I have spoken about three topics: the formation of the IRGC, the growth and expansion of the IRGC, and IRGC's performance. Another important topic regarding the IRGC is the issue of safeguarding not only the revolution but itself.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Before we discuss the focus on the IRGC safeguarding the revolution, we should focus on the IRGC safeguarding itself. All people are prone to mistake. And all organizations are prone to mistakes. They are prone to lethargy, laziness, pride, various tendencies that lead one astray, and other such things. Everyone is like this, except for the 14 infallibles, peace be upon them. All managers, leaders, commanders, and each and every one of us are prone to these things. So, we all need self-protection. The first thing we need is self-protection. This self-protection is called taqwa in Quranic culture. This is what taqwa means. It means guarding oneself and being careful of ourselves. This is the responsibility of all organization in the general sense and the responsibility of each one of us in the personal sense. Me, you, everyone. One of the important things that we must continuously focus on is guarding ourselves. We all have weaknesses. Every human being has flaws within their own selves.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all.
You